Hey, it's Chuck Armstrong with Loudwire Nights, and this is Loudwire Nights On Demand. It's always a good time when Tyler Connolly from Theory of a Dead Man is on the show, celebrating new music, celebrating a new tour, all of it, man. This interview aired on Thursday, May 21st. Let's do it. Well, hanging with us tonight is a guy who is celebrating some brand new music, a brand new tour, and who knows what else is on the horizon, man. Theory of a Dead Man's Tyler Connolly. Thank you so much, as always, for joining us.
Yeah, good to see you.
It's good to see you too, man. So let's start with new music, the song Barricade. How does it feel to have this out?
Oh, it's great. Oh, my God. It's just so, everything takes so long. I feel like there's other bands like, we just recorded this last week and it's already out on streaming. And we're like a year later. Yeah. So I'm very, very happy to get it out. It's been quite a work in progress. So, and the fans are digging it. So, and I love the sound. I love how it turned out.
Well, so talking about, you know, things taking a bit of time. I mean, the last time we had you on the show, you said you pretty much had a whole record written and you were figuring out timing. Is it safe to say Barricade is a taste of a new record?
Yeah. So we're going to do two EPs. We're going to do EP one, I think coming out August or September, and then EP two will be like maybe March of next year. And then maybe we'll put them together and make, and you know, have some extra tracks and stuff next year as well. So that's just for us, it feels better. I know some bands, we've never done that before. I mean, we've had 8 albums. This is the first time we've ever done an EP. I feel like it's just better to get stuff to fans, and then we can get stuff to fans more often rather than waiting 3 years again. I can't stand it. I just put something on every year. You put an EP out every year.
We don't have to get in the weeds in it, but what takes so long?
I don't know. It just seems to be, there's so many different parts, working parts. I don't know. I wish I knew. It's just like, when can we put this out? It's like, we're thinking maybe like 12 years from now. We're like, what? I think it's just, there's so many lots. And it seems to be like now they're like, we can put this out whenever you want because there's so many bands now. Like, well, we got to wait. It's all we can, buddy. You just have to put it out. So I think you'll start seeing stuff coming out faster now.
Right on, man. Well, I love hearing that. Well, take us into this new song a bit, man, Barricade. Where did it come from for you?
The title first. And I was like, it's a really cool title. And then I kind of had the chorus, the hook, and then I had to write what the song was about. So sometimes that happens. And then so I just, the best way to do it is just try to get it from something personal that happened in my life. So relationship, communication-wise, it's just people that just do not return your calls, your texts, you know, don't answer the phone. And you're like, all right, I'm out. And I was just like, what do I got to do? Something happened to me, and I thought it was a really cool kind of concept that we brought in, the barricade thing about something metaphorically you try to break down to get to the person.
Yeah, no, it makes sense, man. I mean, one-sided relationships, barricades. I got to imagine, in some ways, man, this is an idea that's been bouncing around for a long time. Seems pretty relatable.
Yeah, and I think we're seeing that a lot more as talking to people recently about like how things have changed so much with dating and how it's impossible now with, I think before, I was talking to my mom about this, about like, before you grew up in a small town and all you knew was the small town. That's it. There was no internet. So you'd find someone in that small town and they were the one, you know, just so happened they went to the same high school as you. But now it's like you have the whole world. And I think people are just kind of like, yeah, this person's really cool, but I mean, there's just so many other people out there. I don't know. this guy or this girl lives here. You know what I mean? I think we just have unlimited possibilities that people are starting to be like, I don't know. I don't know anymore. And maybe that's just like people are just playing the field. I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, man, there's a lot of fish in the sea, as they say.
Yeah. Oh, my mom would be like, she's always like, well, have you got a new girlfriend? I'm like, no. She's like, because she wants a grandkid, right? She's like, well, she's like, you know, when I was young, they used to have singles night at the grocery store. I'm like, Mom, that's not, that doesn't exist. I'm not picking up a lady at the grocery store. That's like, they'll get arrested. That's not how it works.
I love that, man. I mean, hey, never say never, man.
Yeah, now every time I go to the grocery store, I'm like, so my mom would just roll around in here. Like, is it singles night? What night is singles night at the grocery, Ralph's?
Dude, I grew up in a small town. I've never heard of singles night at a grocery store.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's amazing. Well, listen, new song out. Also, new tour announced with Seven Dust, man. It's going to be such a fun tour. I imagine you and the guys in Seven Dust have crossed paths many times over the years.
Yeah, we've done shows with them since 2002. Remember the first show we ever played with them is this show called Guavaween, which was in Tampa, Florida, and they would do it outside, and it was kind of like a New Orleans thing where they would have beads. And I remember we were opening for Seven Dust, and people would just constantly whip beads at us and get hit in the face. They'd be all over my guitar. And we always got really nervous going out with Seven Dust because their fans were quite like Seven Dust fans.
Yeah,
but we've done quite a few memorable shows with Seven Dust over the years. Some interesting stories, I'm sure, if we had more time, but but they're such great guys. Like, they're such good dudes. And we always tell people, like, you know, like, there's one band you don't want to get in a fight with. It's Seven Dust, your side. So we're excited to see them and do a tour with them.
I love that, man. Yeah, LJ is, you know, one of the sweetest guys in the world, and everybody knows that. But, man, when he's on that stage, he's a guy you don't want to mess with.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't want to get in any of those guys' ways.
No, that's right. Well, you've also got Return to Dust on this tour, and it's a great mix of modern rock, new rock, all of it coming together for one night. I love it. Have you gotten to know those guys at all?
I met them here in L.A. They were doing like an acoustic thing, and I was hanging out and got to meet a couple of the guys. And as you get like a lot older, you start to get like reality sets in because you realize how old you are. So I got introduced to them and they're like, "This is Tyler from Theory of a Dead Man." He was like, "Yeah, I think I've heard of your band." I'm like, "Yeah, yes." And these are kids, right? And you're like, "Yeah, we're like the super tramp of rock for these kids." They're like, "Who? Theory of a what?" Yeah. So it's like, you know, you start feeling old when you're around these kids. It's all right. It's, you know, we just do what we do, but it's interesting to see the amount of energy these kids have that I don't have anymore.
Well, you know, I'm curious too, like doing it for so long, do you find yourself, and I'm not trying to put words in your mouth, do you find yourself getting jaded about new music, like not excited or I don't know?
No, not at all. Because I don't really, they always ask me to write, "You want to write with this band?" I always write with this band. And I'm like, I don't want to because I don't know what I have to offer. Like, you know, other than I just end up telling a bunch of stories, I sound so old. Well, you know, kid, when I was on tour with Motley Crue, but I had these kids over here the other day, we were writing a song and I'm like, I told them right at the bat, I'm like, you know, I don't know, like, I'm going to throw out some ideas, but they just don't like them because it's so different. But I told them, like, fascinated how these kids now are so into doing everything on their own. There is no label. They're just excited about, they have all these plans. Like, we want to look like this. We want to sound like this. And then they can do everything themselves. They get on a laptop and they make the song in like 5 minutes. So I go, oh, so easy. So I know I love kind of getting into seeing how these kids do music. And I went and saw a band the other night and they sounded like grunge. And I was like, this is awesome. This is so cool. Cause that's like Led Zeppelin to them. It's like this old, like Pearl Jam. And I thought they sounded so cool. But yeah, I'm always on the lookout for something new, and it inspires me to get back and write some more songs.
I love that, man. Well, you know, talking about new bands, Theory's been at it since 1999. Which is hard to believe. You're getting closer and closer to that 30-year mark. What were, like, you know, you talk about these new bands having all these plans and everything. What were your plans when you were starting out?
We had zero. Yeah, we didn't have any plans. When we started out, we were so green, like we went in the studio and we didn't know what to do, really have pretty much how to record. We went on tour. We didn't know even like how to stand on stage. It was pretty bad. It took us years to kind of figure it out. I think the only thing I really knew was that I wanted to be in music the rest of my life. As soon as we signed that record deal, I was like, this is it. Like, I'm not going back. I don't care. I'll never get a day job again. I don't care what I have to do. And that was probably the only motivation I had. I did not want to go back to a day job.
Which is good enough motivation, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's lazy, but.
We were pretty lazy. I mean, Dave worked for his uncle and he did fire protection. And then he would just stay home and his uncle would call him and be like, "Where are you?" And he'd stick his head out of the bedroom window and be like, "I'm on the road. I'm just driving." And then he'd come to my work and we would go out for lunch and. We were lazy, man.
So what runs through your head now, man, as you get closer to the 30-year mark? Is it hard to believe?
Yeah. What goes to my head is it went real fast. It went insanely fast. You get really nostalgic. You end up, when you're hanging out with the guys, you just sit around and tell stories. Remember when we played here the first time and that, you know, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, I feel like you get more and more nostalgic. But also, like, really proud that we kind of, like, holy crap, like, this is insane. Because you kind of look at how tough it is to even get something done, and then to be able to stay as a band without blowing up, without, you know, the band breaking up or just fizzling out. It's really hard. But I think our secret is that we talk. Our secret is we talk to one another. We actually will, like, hey, are you doing all right? What's going on with you? Like, you have no problem going up to, like, one of the guys that's just in a weird funk, and you're like, hey, man, what's going on? Where we used to go on tour, we'd get other bands that come on our bus, and they would just, like, vent about their band and be like, I hate my band. We're like, Jesus Christ. Like, you know, and we were like, we've never had that. We just love being around each other. So I think that's our secret.
Was that something like intentional from the beginning, or just how you were wired?
No, the beginning was rough. Like, me and Dave, he lived like four blocks from me. And Dean, the bass player, he was already the other guys, like, party house. You go to his place and they would have like the stack of beer cans against the wall, you know, and you go over there and it'd be like, go one room and dudes are playing video games. It was just like literally the stereotypical party house, and everything would be broken, tables would be smashed. And so when we got on the road, it was a very different, me and Dave were like very homebodied, like not used to being like in that life, where Dean was like, what's up? Cranking beers and just having the time of his life. So like, it was just different for each of us to try to get used to that life, I guess.
Yeah. Well, and you've said, you know, talking about early days and, you know, still doing this nearly three decades into it, you said, you know, one of the major goals for you now is to age gracefully in the business. Mm. And it's, what does that look like for you today?
Probably Ozempic.
Botox. Yeah.
I did do some podcasts. And I got some responses from my fans. Like, I saw that podcast you did. And it's like, Tyler, why do you look so young? And then they put a needle emoji. I'm like, no, what?
Jeez.
I mean, I take that. I mean, it's not an insult, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would say I'm a very vain person. Like, it makes you very vain. Like, I mean, I'm looking in the mirror every day, plucking gray eyebrows and dyeing my hair. But yeah, age gracefully. I think it's just attitude.
Yeah.
I think we've finally gotten to a space where the rock star is not the total, you know, ass clown that is ODing in the back and treating people like shit and treating women like crap. I think the rock star now is someone that actually is these kids that are like, we can do this ourselves. We can actually like learn how to do social media and make our own records. And actually, like, the kids, like, they just nowadays, like, oh, we don't drink, we don't do drugs. It's like, that's amazing. Like, that's the new rock star.
Yeah.
That's how you live long and how you age gracefully.
That's it, man. Well, you know, you said you wanted to do this for the rest of your life, and here we are, man. You're doing it. How do you keep pushing yourself so that, you know, you talk about, you know, being nostalgic, which is, you know, I think a huge part of aging and progressing. You also have to look ahead. You also have to be in the moment and all of that. How do you push yourself this long into it?
I still love to write. I still feel I have a lot to offer. Like, when I write a song, I'm like, this is good. I really like this song. Like, I don't feel I'm at a point where I'm like, oh man, this is getting bad. Like, me and Dave wrote years ago some stuff with some, I won't say who they were, but with some people, and it was very aged. It was very like, we couldn't use it because it sounded so old. And we're like, man. So as I get older, I'm like, does this work? Do I sound old when I say this? So I don't know. I think I'm still doing okay. But honestly, for me, it's just songwriting. I love to write songs. And touring is just a complete bonus to that. Being out with the guys, we always try to go places we've never been before. And it's just free travel.
That's right,
what
man.
It is.
You get to see the vacation. World.
Yeah,
well,
it is.
If you start writing songs about singles night at the grocery store, we might have to have a talk, man.
Dude, it's coming. I just have to keep reining it in. Just be careful.
So new music, plenty of live shows coming, man. Some festival shows too. What else is on the horizon for you these days, man? What's got your attention?
So yeah, American tour, which that'll be, that's a long one. We're out from middle of July to October 1st. Yeah. That's going to be one of the longest tours we've done in years. That'll be 2.5 months. Then we're announcing any day now the UK Europe tour, and then we're putting together a big Canadian tour with some awesome bands you know. So, but I won't say who those are because we have to lock that in. So, and that'll be March next year. It's a lot of touring. Yeah.
Good, man. And all in celebration of this new music. Tyler Connolly, thank you so much for hanging with us tonight, man. Congrats on this tour with Seven Dust, this new song, Barricade, everything that's coming. Listeners, get everything you need at theoryofficial.com. We'll keep you posted right here too. But Tyler, as always, it's great to hang, and hopefully we can do this again soon.
100%. Thanks, man.
That wraps up this episode of Loudwire Nights on Demand. Stay caught up with everything happening in the world of rock and metal on the Loudwire app and at loudwire.com.